Monday, September 15th. Feast of the Seven Sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The lesson from Judith, chapter 13, verses 22 through 25. The Lord hath blessed thee by his power, who by thee hath brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, because he hath so magnified thy name this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men, who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever. For that thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. The Gospel from John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore had seen his mother and the disciples standing whom he loved, he saith to his mother, Woman, behold thy son. After that he saith to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour the disciple took her to his own. Haydock Commentary. There stood by the cross his mother, and she stood so near to him that from the cross he both spoke to her and to John. Though there were other holy women standing by the cross, he takes notice of none but his mother, teaching us by this what we owe to our parents. For although it is our duty to disown them when they place obstacles in our way to salvation, yet when they do not thus impede us, we owe everything to them and must prefer them to all. So says St. John Chrysostom. We learn also here what should be our respect and confidence in this Virgin Mother, so highly honored by her Divine Son.